Blog Talk Radio.
They know I don't come in here, and he saw me
having problems trying to negotiate, and I don't know what made the damn thing stick, but I did backtrack today and kind of figure that out. So then the Hispanic dude starts saying, stop fucking talking to me. Stop fucking. I said, hold up, this is an accident. Oh, man, that just set the wrong tone.
Well, I think, for one, his car ain't registered. He don't have no insurance. And him throwing out his worth $50,000, that's just like me saying, you know, that, a one jelly bean costs $50,000. Until you bring up the real price of the car or what's in the car that's worth $50,000, other than that, you just talking. You just busting your gun.
Yeah, but my thing was,
and probably he didn't have insurance, because if it's a souped-up car, most insurance is won't keep the carrying you nowhere. So he's stuck in, he just stuck out in space, really.
Right. I know what he's looking at, because you know I worked for years for State Farm, and I know both sides of the policy, both auto and fire, casualty, and I work health and life and small group. So, you know, I know the damn insurance game. I immediately was informed, was there any damage to your car, Mr. Smith? My truck didn't have barely a scratch, if that. If you wanted to call it a scratch, okay? Then she says, well, I need to inform you now that you do not have collision coverage, okay? You have all the other coverage, liability and property damage, things like that. But when you hit something or something hits you, your truck is not going to get repaired by us. You have to do that out your own pocket. That's fine. You know, with older vehicles, you can't get full coverage.
Right.
And they won't even give you damn near nothing better than the state minimum. They won't even insure for that. And so those type of things. So I just thought that the young man's attitude was a little terse, because he first off didn't know me, and secondly, that got my dander up. So I went and told, tell that fool, don't come at me like that. And so out of nowhere, here comes some Prince. Out of nowhere, here comes some other Hispanics that know me in that neighborhood, walking up and down the street, two blocks out the zone. Okay, the Prince dude was—he's older than me. He was living around the corner from me. Okay, and so I could see where this shit was going, because the dude was rather loud. And so somebody said something to somebody else. Next thing I know, you got LAPD rolling up and down the street, ain't caring nothing about us. We tried to call the police, but if you ain't got no injury, they don't come. And you can't file a police report if you ain't got no injury. So I just, like, you know, and I said something to my one friend over there. They're all my friends, Mike. Even that foul mouth young man. But at the end of the day, I was like, man, you know what? This is why I stopped carrying a gun. Okay? Really. I'm getting honest with you. This is why I stopped. Because in L.A., just like Oakland, just like her, these fools will make you shoot their ass. Okay? They will get you. So as he kept yipping and yapping, I knew I didn't have nothing in the glove box, right? All right? I don't have nothing in the glove box, TRX, but a hatchet. and get that stuff started, because if you wait on that, you know, the insurance companies will hold you up again. So since his car never moves, it never drives, I've never seen it move, drive, or start it, but I know that my daughter drives in every day in that vehicle. She had never had a claim, and I tried to walk her through it as best as I could. Got her claims adjuster, gave her the claim number, gave my information, and, you know, tried to do my best. Now, the negative incident just left me with a bad taste in my mouth, as I told you, and I had to come back over here and settle down. Now, here's the thing. When I woke up this morning, a firefighter had accidentally hit both five parked cars. You see that?
No, I didn't see that.
Yeah, a fire truck, and he knocked over a power pole, knocked down power lines, knocked out power. And what he had was a medical condition, and he had people on his fire truck when that all occurred. And so it was an accident. And so my mind was like, it's 4:30 in the morning, I'm watching the news, and he's like, you know, Marty, that was an accident. You certainly didn't get up to try to do it. And so don't allow yourself to get caught in a negative trap because somebody will keep coming at you with that dumb shit, excuse me. But at the end of the day, so I went on about my business. I was very genteel with the truck because we realized what I think happened. And what I think happened, because this part has happened quite a bit, when it's low on gas, because the panels don't work, you know, the gas reader don't work, gas don't work, you know, when it's low, okay, it will stall. And I told you, right before I went in, the car stalled, and then it went to this 0 to 50 acceleration.
So it's sucking up some air.
Yes. Yes.
And then, kaboom.
Yes. And it was either hit the brick wall, fool, and kill yourself, or try to negotiate, and I tried to miss her, and but bam, bam. And that's how it all happened. Because when I got up this morning and started the vehicle, after I had it towed back, it started right up. Well, my vehicle never starts right up unless it's out of gas. I don't know why they do that. These Chevys is weird. So I just hypothesized that what happened was it went out of gas and the fuel pump and the reactor and whatever electrical notions that are in there sucked in and kicked out the juice and took it to the satanic level that it took. That's what I kind of felt. And so I didn't feel so bad. And then I got to another stop, and it was a young Latina, about 35, who was sitting there waiting for me. That's how I felt, okay? And as I pulled up to get some cardboard from the bin, she goes, "Sir," she's just sitting there waiting for me. "Sir, can you give me a jump? I need to get to work," okay? She's like, "I know I have a low alternator. My alternator's no good. I just bought the battery, but..." So I said, "Okay, no problem. Let me get the cardboard." So then the dump truck was coming. So I got the cardboard, went over to pull the truck next to her to help her, and then she got kind of emotional, like, "You know, I'm very sorry that I'm holding you up." I said, "Look, stop, time out. I just lost." I said, "Time out. I almost died yesterday, lady." I said, "If somebody came to my aid, and had they not came to my aid, I might have ended up in jail over some bullshit, because I get very reactionary when I get to an emotional state like I am right now. You can hear my voice crack." So I said, my friend, I said, "I don't mind helping you. In fact, I'll deal with it." So I pulled the truck over, popped the hood. First thing I did was check her battery. And I had no water in the new battery. I said, "Look, your car will never start without no water in the battery. She's over 2 inches low in every post." On a new battery.
Well, she said her alternator was out,
so it sucked off.
Her alternator was breaking too, because she was trying to really drain on that battery.
Yes. And I explained that to her, but I said, in order to start it, and I said, "Okay, turn your lights off." Well, the lights came on. I said, you have power. You just don't have enough power to start your car and go to work.
Yeah, I don't have enough to turn it over.
I said, so we tried to turn it over on the first jump. Did not work. I said, hold on. Let me go find some water. Oh, God, I didn't have no. I didn't have, normally my car is full of recyclables and water and beer, whatever, you know. I didn't have but a trickle of water in the bottle. And Greg, I looked up and I heard water running like from a stream. Like, I looked up and it was clean water running the roof of a building. To where it just drips straight into the bottle water container.
So I'm trying to be working on good. I mean, karma is a real.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It was karma. So I filled up half the bottle and got her some water in there. And then I went and searched like a dog again in my truck, turned over everything on in the inside, found another half bottle of water, and I filled up her battery with water. And so I said, you're going to be all right now. Just wait 5 minutes. So I went back, kept doing what I was doing with my cardboard, make sure everything was fine. And she was just sitting there patiently. I could see she was kind of distraught because she said, I take care of elderly people, and I need to go see this lady. So about 4 minutes passed. I said, just hit it. Start it up. It went, rah, 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 started right up. I just threw up a touchdown sign. And she says, oh, thank you, thank you, thank you. I said, bye-bye, have a nice day. And you just keep believing. And then I went on, made my rounds, and went on eventually back over to Mike to see how they was doing. Checked my email. The claim has been sent in for the claims, and we'll just have to wait and see what time it is. But the point of this essay today is not to get yourself caught up in bad karma, negative energy, or allowing people to kind of upset your apple cart, right?
Right.
Right, right. Because people go,
I mean, you're always going to be, you know.
Always.
People are going to try to trip you up. But, you know, you just got to stay steady on your course. You know, put down a little bit of potholes. You know, you're walking around and you stumble. And now you have to deal with this ignorance. And why should I deal with it? You know, if you stay focused instead of your car, then it'll lead you right back out of it.
Well, good energy begets good energy, and that's something I've always taught, and I know, and it does work for me. But at the end of the day, the learning lesson for me was don't ever give up on your faith. And don't allow yourself to have your head down when your head is supposed to be up because that's your disposition. See, that's different.
Right.
Yeah, my disposition is the head is up. Keep your head up as opposed to even, don't even bring it down even when it's a sad day. You see what
right.
I'm saying? You see what I'm saying? And that's something I need to, as you deal with your disability, that's something that I've always tried to instill with you in our life part of living, which is I don't care how much adversity you and I are going to have to face, we just going to have to keep pushing on.
Well, that's what I was talking about every day, you know what I mean? You know? And the dog has his day, but the victim has two, you know.
Yeah.
So, you know, you got to keep pushing. Nobody always used to tell me, not today, don't help me.
Yes, yes, yes. So it was.
Don't help me, I'm not right.
It was a good learning experience, and it is probably will do nothing but help build my character in my older age. It also allowed me to have several insightful conversations after I dealt with that lady and that somebody else impacted me. I just dealt with a young man named Bam who is selling California Life, not selling, but giving away California Lifeline, excuse me, phone at the corner of Vermont and Florida. And I just happened to be in the 7-Eleven. I saw a buddy of mine. I said, how you doing? He goes, man, I'm just hanging on. I said, yeah, we all just hanging on and waiting for dude to get out of office. He's like, yeah, but did you see what they got stored in for us next? I said, man, these Republicans planned all that you see. And all that you see going on, this is a very highly orchestrated set of issues. And this is what you get. He goes, well, black people and brown people are about to see a 30-year, 40-year rollback in terms of the behavior of the country. The nation, I said, bruh. And I'm thinking, look, I was like, after that shit I went through yesterday, just in the moment, man, I wish you could just give a speech to all of L.A. about what you just said on the loudspeaker. You folks need to wake up, get out of this trap of black-on-brown anger and black-on-black and brown-on-brown. That shit is not going to work because the white man has a plan for us, and it ain't nice.
Well, it never been nice, you know? Like, you know, we naturally being in high school and just doing all Black history and other things, but we don't know, you know, that life ain't going to be right.
Yes.
You know, just because we have a Black president or a Black face up in the presidency doesn't mean that anything has changed. Anything has gotten better. You know, so,
right.
You know, he was able to do some good things, but some things he wasn't so good.
Yeah.
And so, but in any endeavor, as long as we got this two-party system, and these are the only two parties that can really be doing anything, we're going to be stuck in this conundrum. Whether it's Democratic, whether it's Republican, it's not for the people.
Yeah.
It's for the wealthy, it's for the lobbyists, but it's not for the people.
I agree with you. And the way that they just have allowed the electoral process and the Democratic Party versus have Black folks split, old and young, they done different than Jim Crow, is it?
Nothing more. I mean, if you really take a good look at it, I mean, history repeats itself, we know that.
Willie Lynchian.
Right. We started all over again. We're starting all over again. And I mean, this is the problem I used to tell you, like when we were talking about what the problem with our youth is. You know, when we had these major struggles years and years ago, we kept our youth out of the struggle because we didn't want our children to be hurt. We didn't inform our children enough to know that, okay, this is where we're at right now, and we're still trying to get past this thing. But what we can do is keep reinventing ourselves and never getting out of the hole. It's like crabs in the bucket. Just as you come up to get the job, you got to start over again. Somebody pulls it back down. And it's one of all the people. So, in this situation, it's still the same situation. I mean, Jim Crow to no crow. It's still the same situation for us.
So, let me ask you this, because as I was dealing with the brother that had the phones, a whole nother, he said, well, look, I heard y'all conversation in the 7-Eleven. And he said, I said, well, Brahma, let me walk over there and see what you got going on. I said, yeah, I have an EBT. I have an Obama phone, and I have the worst one. I have the one that you can't get on the internet. You know, you can't do nothing but text and call, and it's a calling phone. I don't never miss a call from GRX. But sometimes I need to access the web. Yesterday would have been perfect, so... You know, I'm talking on the phone trying to deal with this client. She's like, I'm emailing you right now. Oh, well, what do you want? How can I get to it? I'm on the phone. I ain't on a smartphone. I'm on Obama's phone. That's a double entendre. I wasn't trying to be cute. I just was. Okay. So at the end of the day, he goes, well, bruh. I said, well, if you look at what's going on, he said, man, I see exactly what's going on. He said, we are headed in a trap. I said, well, looks like the Republicans have planned this current fiasco with these election cycles to a T. And he goes, well, they've been planning it for 400 years, bruh. I said, well, that part right there.
We've been planning it for 400 years, you know. You know, to free the slaves was part of the plan. You know what I mean? To free the slaves was part of that plan. They free, but they really ain't free, y'all.
Yeah, but well, you still not free.
I'm saying, well, you free with stipulations.
Yeah. You're free, but, you know, we're going to move you to another system called sharecropper free. Where
right.
We're going to
even update.
We're going to
put you in some projects.
Yeah, and now we got the project sharecropper program. Okay? And now we just fuck them houses. We just going to put you out on the street, and we're going to have a homeless program. Okay?
Right.
So now we got the homeless sharecropper program. Okay? Where, you know, and the city council this week was going to start rating them again. So at the end of the day, economically, a lot has not changed. Socially, a lot has changed. But at the core of morality of our Americana, we actually prefer to look away and to act ignorant, even black, even brown, even white, or to believe in a fantasy of hope rather than the reality of, wow, I'm watching this officer kill this dude in cold blood. Okay, I guess this was the one where the man was begging to live, and the lady heard him, but he just killed him. Wow.
Well, I'm not even looking at TV anymore, bro. Some days I have to take my day off, you know, because it's just too much.
Yeah.
Too much plain stuff.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, some days I gotta go, okay.
Yeah, and it will alter your positive karmic about the real thing.
Yeah, and so my mindset is like, some days, like I said, I just have to turn the TV off and not really even look at it. Just to do it away, even though I know the world is still turning, the world is still spinning, but I have to reset myself, man, because otherwise it tends to drain on me. And then, you know, I don't need a negative thought, not in my situation or anybody's situation, so I try to, you know, reset.
Yeah, and that's why I don't just think that I'm going to make something positive out of that negativity. Even if the accident was a negative, as well as some of the outcomes. But at the end of the day, we're going to make something positive and try to speak to a higher message in the show. We're going to do a special edition. So I didn't tell you folks, but this is Real Talk at Blue Think Tank special edition rant featuring me, Marty Smith, and my good friend GRX with his commentary. So, but at the end of the day, you know, you got to keep your head up, keep your head level, and keep your mind on Jesus.
Yeah, you gotta keep your mind on the prize, you know what I'm saying? And whatever that prize is for yourself, you know, that's where you gotta stay at. You gotta stay on task.
Okay, so we're gonna switch out to one last topic because it kind of affects what I was talking about with the phone. Now, why does the FBI need Apple? They don't need nobody, they got their own hacker.
Look, FBI. All of them alphabet shoots got their own hackers, bro. They hack each other.
For fun.
Yeah, just to see if we could get into your system. Ah, we got enough system. Your system's way gone. But we came back doing your system because you got enough supply. You know, so they're playing with some games. You know what I'm saying? So,
you remember, hey, you remember what I was
doing when we get into that phone? Well, you got dudes out on the street that can get into the phone.
Well, I think I know at least two or three folks that can break into anything and when they mind right. But at the end of the day, some of what you just said reminded me of that statement that our marriage teacher made to us about what he did after he wore a uniform. What he said one day
in the yeah, one day.
He said he wore a uniform one day in the U.S. Army. Was that what it was?
Yeah, one day.
One day, and then everything else was undercover, and his job was go and break into federal shit. That was his job. Remember he telling us? He said, me and my team, our job is to go. I even made an example, like go to the Pentagon and break in. So you learn that, what? All technology is vulnerable.
Everybody's technology is vulnerable.
As well as if they can hack one phone, they can hack how many, GRX?
All of them.
All of them. So is the smartphone a smart bank? Not really, huh?
No.
No. No, not at all. GRX, thank you for your support, Brian. You helped me get through this Easter. You know, I'm still coming on the downside of my grandmother's issues. But it's been a good journey, and I ain't mad about it, and I'm here to talk about it. So
yeah, that's what it's all about.
We'll be back. I think I ain't gonna be back till Friday, Real Talk, Real Politics, because by then they probably will have put Donald Trump in jail on something.
Or,
unfortunately, two Trump is going that route, ain't he? to Trump Shakur is going that route. So, ladies and gentlemen, you know what it is. Blah, day, blah, day, blah, day. Bye, Derek.
Trending topic, because she got a ride, busted, popping, got it.